We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. We are positively in Ocean City, Maryland, not Wicomico County, Worcester County. All the brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I have the Pressure Lux and the Lucky Sevens Doublers. It is our 27th anniversary. We are out on the road celebrating my 27 favorite things to eat. And Wicomico County Executive Julie Giordano back on the program. Republican of the, not this county, but when I drive here on 50 mm-hmm. and I get right around the Chicken Factory and the stadium.
Yeah, in the heart of it.
I see Warwick.
Yep.
And it confuses me sometimes to which one is Worcester and which one's Wicomico. It helps me to know that Salisbury's in Wicomico,
mm-hmm.
and I know Chrisfield's in Worcester, so I'm thinking like Ocean City's in Worcester, right?
Right. Ocean City's in Worcester, and Chrisfield's in Somerset.
Somerset. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah. See, I know, it's all confusing down here. We're like the Tri-County
like
area
the
down here.
Marylander. I mean, I've been to all these places, but I see Warwick, and that's a community college,
yep.
right? So that is a combined county effort. Is that
yes.
budgeting-wise, is it like sort of both of you that contribute in?
We do, and actually Somerset is part of that as well, but actually we are one of the biggest contributors to it because we have the most students. So it's really based on students that come in.
Okay.
So we serve the most, so we give obviously the most funding. So.
Well, that's just the thing I see when I drive down. You know, anybody that drives Ocean City would see that, and I'm like, okay, it's two counties, but what is it? And it's a community college. So
yeah, it's a community college, and they're actually doing big things. So later on in hopefully like 5 to 10 years, you're going to see a stadium because we're bringing sports to to Warwick Community College. So we're one of the few community colleges that doesn't have any sports. And so we'll have the Warwick Dolphins.
That. Dolphins.
The Dolphins. Go Fins. Yeah. So I took a couple classes at Warwick, but yeah, so they'll be the Fins, and so we're excited. Their new president, she's been here for about a year and a half, almost 2 years now, but she's amazing and such a big advocate for sports. So yeah, so we will have Warwick sports soon.
I went to Dundalk Community College.
Yeah.
That's Community College of Baltimore County, Dundalk now, whatever. We're the Lions.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But we were the Mighty Owls in high school in Dundalk. So you grew up in Salisbury?
Catonsville.
You're a Baltimorean.
I am a Baltimorean, yep, originally.
Did you go
yes.
to Catonsville High?
I did, so I went to Mount DeSales, but I went to Catonsville Middle
School. You
were
a sailor.
I was a sailor, yeah. I was a Comet for 1 year, and actually then I went over to be a sailor for
well,
that last
off three. Of Bloomsburg, or Bloomsbury.
Yep.
What brought you here? I mean,
school. School.
You
so I went to Salisbury, and then I ended up staying. I met, you know, the guy I was going to marry, and that didn't really work out. So, but I ended up staying anyway. Sort of fell in love with the place. You know, it's a slower pace living. I love my family's right in the heart of Catonsville. I can still go back, and if I want to, you know, sit in traffic on 695, I'll go and do it to see them. But
little Julie moved off to Salisbury.
I did. Yeah, yeah, and it's great.
When was how long you've been down here?
Oh gosh, 25 years.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's been quite a bit. So.
But you're in education, right?
I was. Yeah.
Your background's. I mean. You're in politics now, but it came from a Lincoln education.
Yeah, it actually started as a marketing and PR degree, and then I sort of morphed that into education, and I went and got my teaching certification, and I did that for 17 years, and now I'm an awesome politician.
What kind of teacher were you?
English.
The so good stuff.
Yeah, so I taught 7th grade, 8th grade, and all the way through 11th. So I was teaching American Lit when I was elected.
All right. What was your favorite class to teach?
I really liked 10th grade English. Like, I thought the curriculum was great. It was a lot of
Is that Catcher in the Rye?
No, it was Lord of the Flies.
So 10th grade for me, we did Steinbeck, and we did, like, Catcher in the Rye.
Okay.
Think to Kill a Mockingbird.
Oh,
Harper
yeah,
Lee,
well, great.
A little
yeah,
bit
yeah.
of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Catcher in the Rye is my favorite, and it was 10th grade that I read mm-hmm. it and did my piece. So that's why when you
oh,
said
okay.
like that, I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, what's going on in Wicomico County that I need to know about other than I made a stop in my 27 favorite places yesterday?
What was it? Where did you stop?
Well, the first thing, I had the Secretary of Kindness on the program a few years ago in Salisbury, and she brought me pie from the Ugly Pie.
Oh, yes.
Now, this is when the Ugly Pie, I was doing a show at Mogan's, and the Ugly Pie was right downtown across from like the factory where Purdue
mm-hmm.
the employees used to park there. And it was a little bit of a cluster kind of getting in and getting out, get my pie back then and my cookies. And then they moved a couple, 3 years ago to the east side of Salisbury.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, you know, I don't take the bypass road anymore. I come old school.
Okay.
I come right through the tattoo parlors, the liquor store where I used to get the ice on the right side, the Arby's that always has the shakes.
Uh-huh.
Was that your school there, little Salisbury, the, like elementary school on the right there across
no,
the way?
No, no. I taught it when I was elected. I taught at James M. Bennett. So we were kind of more of the interior. It was a brand new school. So, yeah, we were more.
This school looks like something out of a movie set, that Salisbury, that downtown school.
Oh,
there?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's Regal looks like a. Looks like it's out of a movie set.
Yeah, yeah.
Old school.
Yeah.
So I went to Ugly Pie yesterday.
I think JFK spoke there. Like, that's how old that school is. Like, Wacomico Middle, that's, like, right off Route 50.
That's
like,
it.
Brick building. Yeah. Yeah, we've had, like, I mean, it's actually next on the list to be redone. So they actually won't tear down that building. They'll just move Y Middle to another location, and they're going to repurpose that building because, I mean, it's got a lot of historical aspect to it. It's beautiful.
Looks so like it's got character.
It does, yeah. And so they're going to keep that downtown, so... Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's part of the downtown Salisbury charm, the mm-hmm. zoo and all the other things.
Yeah.
But I like food. I mean, for being a skinny guy, you know, I mean, thank you, Planet Fitness. So I stopped by yesterday, and they have this thing called Death by Coconut.
Oh, gosh, I've never had it. How was it?
I'm still alive, but it's delicious.
Yeah, their creme brulee pie is like one of
That's
my favorites.
Thing?
Oh my gosh, it's so good. I mean, I love a lot of the things they do, but I mean, it's definitely a staple at my Thanksgiving table, at least. You know, we at least do it for Thanksgiving. I don't want to do it too many times a year, but anytime we do a birthday in the office, we're always swinging by Ugly Pie. So
last night I went to the Maryland Tourism Commission party, and I'm an idiot. I raced down here. I even raced through the pie company. I raced through Hooper's Island and all this to get down here thinking this thing started at 4, and I showed up at, you know, 4:02, and they're like, doesn't start till 5. So I was over like 65th, 66th Street, the Holiday Inn. I'm like, all right, what am I going to do? Well, there is a beach. Yeah, I didn't do that first. I'm like, you know, that little grocery store across the street, I'm going to go over there and check that out. And I walked over, and I walk in the grocery store just sniffing around because I'm a grocery store sniffer. I eat with my eyes. And I wasn't really hungry. I was just looking around, saying, maybe some blueberries for breakfast tomorrow. And I looked, I went over to the dessert thing, and they had the Ugly Pie. They had the Death by Coconut. It was $16. It was big. It was a big, big old pie. It wasn't the little thing I got. But, like, they're selling it. I mean, that place must really be doing well because, like, I could have bought the pie an hour later in Worcester County if I wanted to.
Yeah.
I love seeing regional, local. I mean, that place has love, but that's small business. And Salisbury's built with that. Your county's built with that.
Yeah,
right?
No, absolutely. And I think that we do a really good job at really, like, that type of thing is, like, supporting the small businesses within the community. We had a local baker who was making the Smith Island cakes for Fratelli's restaurant. So I really think that our county does a good job at really supporting one another.
I've been to Fratelli's. I've had their crab cake.
Yeah.
They're Essex people.
Yeah. Oh,
are they? Baltimore people.
You know what? I did know
they're
that.
They're Greek Baltimore folks whose daughters went to Salisbury, and the parents said, we're going down there.
Yeah.
And they sold the diner in Essex 25 years ago and moved to Salisbury.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's another Wicomico County success story.
There it is.
Julie Giordano's here. She's the county executive. So, for a smaller county, and like when I go up to Carroll County, they don't have an executive, they have a commissioner. I don't know how many counties don't have executives. You're considered to be, I don't know the difference in the job. What's important in Wicomico County?
Yeah, so right now, I think the biggest thing is a big focus on our airport. So we are getting a new airline. The first flight will be coming in October 1st. So that is Breeze Airline, and they will be flying from Salisbury right to MCO in Florida. So we will have a direct flight to Florida. Right now, we only have Piedmont that goes to Charlotte and Philly. And so now we'll have this direct flight to Florida. So we are hoping to really keep a lot of that economic development and commerce, like, so we're not losing them to Southwest, you know, going out of Baltimore. So we'll have people that are going to be flying out of Salisbury going to Florida. So that's huge. We're excited about that.
How do you grow an airport?
Well, we've been working. So one way is we have the runway extension. So that was a 7-year project that my administration was able to bring across the finish line.
Okay. So, bigger planes.
Yep.
All right.
Planes.
I'm learning. Keep going.
So we've got bigger planes, another airline coming in. And then the other thing is we noticed that there is such a shortage in airplane mechanics, aviation mechanics. And so I signed over. So Governor Hogan, before he went out of office, gave the Tri-County $3.3 million. So I signed that money over to SWED, which is Salisbury Wicomico Economic Development. And they worked with UMES, you know, HBCU. And we started an aviation maintenance program at our airport. And literally the ribbon cutting will be September 17th. So we have a cohort of 25 students that are going to go through. It's a 1-year program. And when they get done, they will have their AMP license. so they can go right to work, or they can go continue at UMES and continue their education and get an aviation degree. And it's unparalleled to anything in the United States.
My cousin's an aviation mechanic.
Oh, cool.
Out in California. It's what he did with his life. I don't know anyone else I've ever met in life's walk other than my cousin Gene.
Yeah.
He was the... he was the tech for the Otis Spunkmeyer planes.
Wow.
Out of Oakland, California.
Very cool.
20 years ago. And they flew all the cookies and, you know. And then he was the tech for the senator from Feinstein, aging senator, her and her husband, he flew their planes.
Wow.
Didn't fly. I'm a pilot, but pretty important. I've been on a million planes and never thought, hey, who tightened the bolts on this joint? You
right.
know what I mean? Right?
Yeah. Yeah. So we knew that there was a need for it. And so we are going to end up hopefully saving, you know, aviation up and down the entire East Coast and really, really even over to middle America. So, and when you have a partnership with an airline and a county and an HBCU, I mean, it's just such a perfect marriage.
So we're saying their colleges don't teach that.
Yeah,
right?
UMES has an amazing aviation school. So you can become a pilot, you can major in aviation and do more like the business aspect, and now we're adding the technical side of it. So you can become somebody who can fly your own plane, you know, do the business aspect, and you'll be able to fix it as well.
Well, Jewel, I'm going to learn AI and just fix everything.
That's
it. I'll fly my own plane.
You know what I mean?
For you with Ocean City and Mako and coming down here and fighting for your little turf and your piece of your... How many residents in your county?
104,000.
Now, how does that stack up around... Is that the 10th, maybe 8th or 10th? Maybe less than that, right?
Yeah, less. Like, we're pretty comparable to Cecil. They're at 107.
Okay.
So we're definitely on the smaller end.
Okay.
I mean, we definitely are on the smaller
end. Well, there's 23 plus one, so you're probably in the teens, I guess, somewhere like that.
Yeah,
what does that mean to be a smaller county and fighting for your piece of the turf? I don't know what to say about that, but you do have a... You know, a big town. Salisbury's a big town.
It is.
You know, I mean, as far as the state goes, I had the mayor of Frederick on, Hagerstown, you know, towns that aren't Baltimore or like that, or Towson or whatever, right?
I think what's important is when you're from the smaller town, you're louder, your voice needs to be. And what's lucky for us is that you're talking about Salisbury. We have Mayor Jake Day, who is now Secretary Day. So we have an advocate at the state level already. So we have him kind of fighting for Salisbury and, you know, kind of has a place in his heart for there. So, and we capitalize on that. And, you know, right now being, you know, a Republican, you know, with a Democratic, you know, governor, Wes Moore and I get along. You know what I mean? We find that common ground. He loves economic development. He loves everything we're doing at the airport. He's going to be at the ribbon cutting. And I think that he appreciates that bipartisan relationship. And I think that both of us understand how important that is. You know, you have to be able to get along with the other side. In my situation, not only do I have it at the state level, but I have it at the federal level. You know, I have Andy Harris and then I have two Democratic senators. So, you know, you have to figure out common ground and figure out how you're going to work. And I think that the governor and even in the legislature, they understand how hard we work. You know, we are constantly trying to do things here, and we can figure out ways to find common ground and work together to make Maryland successful. So,
yeah, I mentioned AI, and I'm the last 90 days, I honestly been taking a deep dive. I mean, I'm giving it the respect it warrants and deserves, and what it's going to give me back out of it. I still, and it's been years, and I come down here. I cross the bridge, and sometimes my cell phone works, and sometimes it doesn't. And the further you get off of 50, the worse it is. I don't even tell you live down here.
Yeah.
AI doesn't work without Wi-Fi. Let's start, you know what I mean?
That's true.
Education, home, you know, work, you know, Zooms, business. You know, I can't drive into town and sit somewhere where there's Wi-Fi to have a meeting, and it affects who can live in your county and where they'd want to live.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we with that? I mean, I was going to get Cornbread on, but he's all running around with the governor.
Right.
But you mentioned Governor Moore hiring Republican people. I mean, our mutual friend Carl Anderton, who couldn't be with us because he's with the governor.
Yeah. But they're doing ribbon cutting and important things.
But he's doing rural help. And he was telling me what he's doing in St. Mary's County and all that stuff. But he's one of your people, Wicomico County person. Getting things done, I can't imagine the other challenges you have with whatever. Transportation, poverty, maybe not crime as much as we have in Baltimore, but the Wi-Fi thing from a city guy, I'm still, it frustrates the hell out of me, not because I can't send a text. It frustrates me because I think these poor people live down here and they can't even get on the internet of life to get all of the things that it provides and doesn't provide, quite frankly.
Yeah.
But I think from an educational standpoint, I'm frustrated by it. I can't imagine if you're down here as a citizen, maybe you take it in stride. Maybe you just don't, and maybe I take it for granted, right? You know, just that it always works where I am.
Yeah.
It always didn't work.
Yeah.
But I want it to work because I think it's a movement forward for humans,
yeah.
for population. I think it's an important thing for you to have in modern life.
Yeah, so we have worked really well. So we have Talkie Communication that has utilized a lot of federal grants, state grants, that they're kind of putting the Wi-Fi in the underserved areas, making sure that there's broadband access on our east side of our county. We have been working with Chop Tank on the west side of our county. So we do have it. We're moving forward. But I will tell you, there is one location, and I don't know if you've ever been there, but it's down like by Boonies and down all the way down Nanticoke Road. We have the Red Roost, which is a pretty famous
Hold on a second. That place, everybody tells me about the fried chicken there.
It's delicious.
I've been told that if I go there to get the fried chicken.
You need to go there, and then you need to go to Bull Lips, which is the bar that's like right outside, and you can pull a boat
I've
up.
I've never been. It's on my list.
We got to take you down there, yeah.
I mean, I could show you my Google Maps, and you'll see all the stars of places that I mean to get a crab cake at.
Yeah.
But I've done the crab cake tour 2 years, I did the 30th anniversary, 31st anniversary of my career. I'm in my 34th now. This year, we're doing 27th of the station.
Okay.
And I'm doing my 27 favorite things to eat. We're doing Fisher's Popcorn tonight. So you can tell Worcester County, I got them too.
Yeah.
But the crab cake thing, I couldn't do them all. And the first year, I did Fratelli's.
Mm-hmm.
The second year, I did Mogan's. Mm-hmm. Right? So, I mean, I've had a crab. I mean, it's just time. Red Roost finished third. And it was because, like, somebody said to me, go there for the chicken, man. And it's a crab place, right? It's a
it's more
crabs than it is crab cake, as far as what it's famous for.
Right. But anyway, down that way, there is no cell service. Like, you hit a point in time, and if you have Verizon, you can forget it. And I know my director of administration and I, we worked so hard with Verizon. It has taken 2 years, and they are finally going to be putting a tower down there because it's also a safety factor. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going down there, you know, with my phone, and you literally have to drive, you know, 15 minutes the other way to make sure that you have cell service. So we have been working with Verizon.
In other words, you couldn't call 911.
Yeah, I mean, you have to have a house line. But some of the other problems, too, that we're having is you will have larger companies like Verizon say, well, the density isn't there, so it's not worth us putting a tower up. And I'm like, but you do know that other people may move there when they have the cell service. So, like, it doesn't, you know, and there are people there now. So it's been kind of a, you know, a struggle with them. But they are willing to do the tower down Nanticoke Road, so we're happy about that. So we are working in that direction to try to get people served with broadband and making sure that there's cell service. So
what problems you have? I mean, you mentioned good things going on. What are you trying to solve?
Yeah.
Other than the airport, I mean, that's a great story.
Yeah, the airport has been amazing. Some of the bigger things that we're tackling are trying to do a good balance between, you know, what's coming down from the state, and then you've got your federal government, too. So they're kind of, you know, got two different ideas of what's going on, you know, and what
well,
we need to
do. Well, you're in a blue state. The creep in the White House ain't going to help you. He's not.
Well,
he's just not.
Yeah,
I don't care if it says R in front of you. He didn't like women and he didn't like blue states. So,
yeah, well,
you know.
We have Andy Harris, too. So I think when we're trying to tackle the federal government, we typically go through his office. And
never met him.
Yeah. You never met him?
I don't know. I don't think I want to meet him, but if he stopped by, he could sit here. I mean, he's running
yeah,
things.
Yeah,
he could come on and tell me some lies if he wanted to.
Yeah.
I would call him lies, though, but that's where it is. But, you know, I'm not a fan.
Yeah.
But what does he do for you?
Yeah, well, I mean,
because I don't ever hear anything... ever anything he does that I would say that's good, including being accountable as an elected official.
Yeah.
But like say something good to your Republican, say something good about
yeah,
him.
No,
what
I
does
mean,
he do for you?
There's a lot of good things. So right now he's working on a solar situation. So I think the state got a little advantageous with a bill that they did, which is going to really harm my county when it comes to solar. We're about renewable energy, but...
So am I. I'm sponsored by Gordian Energy and Cole Roofing.
Yeah,
so
I want that. We're good for that. But the problem is that right now we're looking to where the state has control over like 9,500 acres in my county to put solar. And so that's not something that we're interested in. We want to have solar, but we want solar where it makes sense for us. We don't want to have, you know, our planning and zoning completely removed from the conversation. Like, we need to be having those local conversations. So I feel like the state has an idea of what they want to do. And when the counties push back, they sort of seem to be like, well, we're going to do it anyway, and this is how we're going to do it. And so we're really trying to navigate that. And then, of course, we had the federal change, so we're looking at that. But on a more local level, I would say some of the big things that we are trying to tackle are, you know, like, we're working... With education. Education is a huge thing. So my county is one of the only counties that actually has to serve every student. So we don't have like a Kennedy Krieger or a, Shepherd Pratt or something
specialty
like that.
Specialty schools.
Specialty
sure.
schools, we don't. And so we have to have a population of so experienced teachers that can teach every child.
So if I have an autistic child in Wicomico County or anywhere that's more rural, man, that's just something I, you know, wouldn't consider. Like, my wife had cancer 12 years ago.
Right.
Being a mile and a half from Hopkins was a big part of why she's still alive.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Literally,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So we, I think, are doing an injustice for our kids in our county. So we're working with Kennedy Krieger, we're working with those agencies saying, you need something on the shore. We cannot have children separated from their parents to have to go to school to be successful on the other side of the bridge. So we need to bring those services here. So we're kind of working on that right now, which is a huge ordeal. But we really want, I do have to give our school credit because they do teach every child and they do it with grace and compassion and try to figure out the best way. But we also know that we, you know, our teachers are not going to be specialized in every single thing. And so we, our kids deserve better. And so we're fighting for that right now.
Well, spoken like a true teacher.
Yeah. There it
Absolutely.
Is. Yeah.
Julie Giordano here. She is the county executive at Wicomico County, never to be confused with Worcester, although I always confuse it, and I always forget those poor people in Somerset, and Danny Thompson is going to be pissed at me because he's going to come
gonna
on.
Hear this.
He saw me last night. He's mad at me. Well, I went down to Smith Island, and, you know, I drove through Blackwater Refuge yesterday. I went down to Hooper's because great crab cake down there, Old Salty, so I went down. I added them to my 27 because I think it's not even just about Old Salties, and this would speak to your county and the Eastern Shore in general, is that getting off of 50, and I've been saying this since I got old, since I turned 50 and I did the crab cake tour, getting off of 50, not only do you realize the Wi-Fi doesn't work and you see challenges that we don't have in Dundalk, but some of the other same challenges we have, but just the beauty of the Eastern Shore and the beauty of Blackwater. And I drove from Blackwater over toward Vienna on the back roads, sort of Harriet Tubman Trail.
Oh, it's beautiful
back
there.
I just can't fathom, and I put a status up when I was down there. I took a picture right where the T is, where the Harriet Tubman Museum is, and where the visitor center for Blackwater, a mile apart. And it's in the middle of this beautiful, it's 10 minutes south of Cambridge, like literally drive down. And when you get there, you will feel like you're in another part of the world.
Yeah.
And it doesn't really look like New Orleans or lowlands. It does. It looks a little like Vietnam. It looks like you could grow rice there and there's water and marsh everywhere, birds. But on a beautiful day or even on a little bit of a cloudy day yesterday, I just find the Eastern Shore to be one of those I haven't explored it enough. I mean, I've been all over the world, but I hadn't spent enough time. And I feel that way about Western Maryland, too, whether it's Deep Creek or Swallow Falls or Rocky Gap and the mountains and the streams and the fishing you can do out on the western part of the state. But the Eastern Shore, for most city people, Baltimore people, most people are like, I ain't never heard of it, And, but the people that have been there on my timeline are like, oh, my God, don't let the secret out. You people will show up.
Yeah.
But it really is, and you're 20 minutes away, and it's just a beautiful area.
It is. It really is. And it is kind of a well-kept secret. You know, we have a couple of those in Wicomico County down off Cove Road and these little, like, beaches that people go to.
I think that Red Roost place would be an interesting – that would be beautiful down there,
yes.
I would think.
Yes. Oh, it is. It's wonderful. I mean, it's right on the water. And then, like I said, they have, like, their tiki bar that's right outside. That's amazing. Boats will pull up, and they can grab a drink and go. And
if I go, I'm calling you in Cornbread.
Yes, we're going. Yeah, we love it. We love it down there.
I think maybe next year when I come down from Mako, well, I always do my anniversary. It's my anniversary month, so I'm always doing something fun and different and weird. I may go back, circle back, and get some crab cakes at places that I haven't been.
Yeah.
I mean, you mentioned it now. It's like, all right, it's one more place I ain't never been that I got to get to.
Yeah. It's not even just the food, too. It's the experience. Because you're driving, you're like, oh, my gosh, I'm going to the ends of the earth as I'm driving down here, you know. And
I felt that way driving to Crisfield.
Yeah. It's the same thing. You know, you're passing the cute little town of Whitehaven. And, you know, you're getting, I mean, so it's you know, you can head down that way or you head down to the Red Roost. So it's a really, it's an awesome location. And I think you'll really enjoy yourself.
Catonsville girl comes to the Eastern Shore, never leaves, runs Wicomico County. So when's your term end? And how are you allowed to do more?
Yeah,
are you happy
yeah.
with your job? You miss teaching?
Yeah, of course. You know, I miss it. I miss kind of having just responsibility of four walls as opposed to a whole county, you know. But, so I'm in my first term. So my term will be up next November. So I am running for re-election. I don't have anybody who's filed against me just yet. So we're kind of waiting to see what happens there. I'm sure I'll have an opponent, but for right now I don't. And so I'm kind of utilizing
it. Can a Democrat win in your county?
I think it would be really...
In Salisbury, a Democrat can win it for mayor.
Salisbury,
right?
Yeah. Well, we have a Republican mayor right now.
Okay.
So they split the vote, and it was like a whole big thing. But I think it would be really hard for a Democrat. I think that you would have to be a very moderate Democrat, so it wouldn't be anything like very left and liberal. I just don't think it would really fare well in the majority of the county. But I do, you know, they would have to thin a very, you know, thread a needle. But I think it could be done. I mean, you know.
Why do you think you won?
I think I won because I worked hard. I went out and knocked thousands of doors, you know, and told people, like, I want to make a change. I want to make a difference. I can get us across the finish line on all of these things, and I feel like I've done that. So I, you know, proved to the people, like, I just want you to give me a chance. We've had a stagnant government. We've had a stagnant executive right now, and so we need movement. We need, and it doesn't matter about the R or the D at that point in time. It's about, are you going to fulfill and are you going to do the best things for the county? And I feel like we have done that, because it doesn't matter if you're Republican or Democrat, when you're, you know, doing the extension to the runway, when you're doing better things for education, when you're paving roads, when you're, you know, figuring out ways to successfully spend your cannabis funds, you know, from tax revenue and putting it back into the community. It doesn't matter if you're an RRD at that point. You just want to see your county thrive. So,
what? Why did you run? Were you upset about something?
Yeah, I was upset. I was upset the way our government was moving. I felt like we were stagnant. We weren't doing the things that we needed to do. I felt like, you know, things needed help. Our public safety needed help. Our education needed help. They needed somebody who was going to be an advocate. And I felt that, you know, being a teacher, I mean, I've taught over 1,500 kids, and I was like, who better to support them and figure out how to make Wicomico County better than somebody who has seen it on the front lines? You see the struggles. And when I was teaching 11th grade, these kids were 1 year away from being out in the world. So are we doing the very best job at preparing our kids? Do we have enough jobs? Do we have enough opportunity? And that's one of the reasons I was so supportive of the school, because you don't have, you know, not every kid's going to go to college, and that's okay, but let's provide, you know, trade opportunities. Let's make sure that we're providing the opportunities. And so it was a lot of different
things. You never
had
any political aspiration. I mean, you were going to be a teacher your whole life.
Yeah,
right?
I was happy doing
that. You're
going
to be a teacher, or were you going to be a principal, or was that, was you more a management track? Like,
yeah,
that?
I had thought about it. My master's is in administration and leadership, so I had thought about that track. I just, you know, I just really loved being in the classroom. And a couple times I had interviewed, it just didn't really work out, which was okay. It was, you know, I was meant to do this, so that's okay. But I think at the end of the day, my love was really in the classroom. So, but anyway, yeah. So yeah, I was okay. I was content. And then when this opportunity came up, my husband, I talked to him, and he said, God bless him, he said, I will not be married to a loser. He said, so you better go out. If you're going to do it, you better do it 150%, because you, and he's like, and I know you, you will regret knowing if you look back and you lost that there was other things that you could have done. And I won the primary by 279 votes. So every door that I knocked mattered. The contacts that I made mattered. So,
well, I mean, and also you've educated all these kids who now can vote in your county.
Yeah.
And I would think a lot of them didn't move away. I mean,
they
Yeah.
And the cool thing was, is that the kids that I was teaching at the time got to see me sworn in. I invited them to my, I actually had the swearing-in ceremony at the auditorium of the school.
Hold on, you were a teacher when you ran.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. I was literally
teaching.
I keep
thinking, like, you didn't have another, you've never had another job. You like, okay, so you ran as a teacher. Okay.
Yeah, I ran as a teacher. I literally was teaching up until December. I was sworn in December 6th. My last day was like that Friday before.
Well, there's no big track for government in Wicomico County to step up to be the county. Right? I mean, it's not like in Baltimore where you're like, I'll help out a campaign, then I might run for a council, then I might, you know, like, it's more of a stepping stone thing.
Yeah, I still think it was supposed to be. Like,
to go from a classroom to run in the county is,
no, it's unprecedented. No, it really is unprecedented. And honestly, my original goal was to run for council, but at the time, you were still considered a county employee as a teacher, and so county employees can't be on the county council. But now that there's like some court debate out in Hartford, because teachers really are state employees, they get state benefits and everything else. So now there's this debate, should teachers be allowed to run in county government because they're state employees, they're not county employees? But that's, you know, they're trying to duel that out in court right now out in Harford County.
Well, I would think educators would make good executives in regard to government. I mean, being educated is really important.
No, I think so too. And I think that they're patient, and there are things, you know, I learned resilience, you know, because you have critics, of course, you know, but I'm like, look, I taught 17-year-olds. Like, if you think you all are rough, like, I had 30 of them. You
staring
know?
At me.
Yeah, like, you know, so, and I had to entertain them and keep them, you know, occupied. So this is, you know, that part, you know, was a little bit easier. It taught me resilience and that it's a new day. You know what I mean? You can't let things bother you. You know, you're going to make a decision. You try to do the best you can, and, you know, it is what it is. So.
All right. Next time we get together, you're going to explain, even though I've been a professional writer all my life, and I you can explain subject, verb, noun one, noun two. You'll do all that for me.
Well,
as an English person and as a lifer writer who has AI now to help me.
Diagramming sentences.
Yeah, but like, I still don't get over your, and there, and there. You know what I mean?
We'll do those.
And apostrophes. Ravens doesn't have a damn apostrophe between an N and an S. What's wrong with you people?
Yeah.
Possessives, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I they're
tricky. Learned this in eighth grade English, and I didn't even have a teacher as good as you.
Yeah, there was there's a town in my county, and I won't say it now, but they don't even call them apostrophes. They call them high commas. I found this out. So I don't really know what that meant. I was like, a high comma. They're like, yeah, you know, the thing. And I'm like, oh, you mean an apostrophe. Okay. So, you know, yeah, we've got some work.
Heard that.
High commas. Yeah, that's what we do.
Cornbread.
No, it wasn't. We'll say it was. Yeah, it was Carl. Yeah.
I'll get Carl Anderton on, my buddy from, who's now working for the governor. Thanks for coming by.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You know, I was just saying, somebody came by, one of my dear friends, Joe Enoch, who works for Coal Energy and who's over at the Gordian Solar area. And, you know, I've known Joe's been a listener for 35 years, probably since the beginning for me. And we were just talking. He lives down here in Worcester County during the summer. He lives up literally two blocks from where I live. And we were just talking about, like, my transition to Baltimore Positive and all that. And he's like, how's it going down here? You know, you're going from going to Super Bowls to doing this. Because I did this at the Super Bowl for 27 years, 5 days in a row, 10 hours a day, and my little sweatshirt, and Hall of Fame football players, and, like, all this stuff. And I'm like, you know what? I like this better because it's, like, local people, and I feel like we're talking about local things, not necessarily esoteric things. But I like the people I meet because I just get treated better than I ever got treated by athletes.
Oh.
I don't expect all you politician types to like me or like all my questions. They're not even cheap shots for Trump. They're just, he's the worst human being ever. So I'm sorry he has an R in front of his name for your purposes.
Well.
But if he does anything to help you, God bless you. You know what I'm saying? But the state of modern politics is so divisive, yet I don't feel that when I'm at things like this.
Yeah, no,
I really don't.
No, and I think that everybody sort of like works together. And I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, you know how politicians are. They'll be on the floor and they're grandstanding and doing their thing. And then behind the scenes, they're having a cigar or having a drink. And I think, like, you know, I had a reception last night at Spain Wine Bar. And, you know, I mean, you know, the treasurer's coming in and the secretary of MDE and, you know, and my Republican colleagues. And, you know, you see people just like working together and like, hey, how can I help you? You know, that sort of thing. So I think at the end of the day, people really do want to work together.
Been better than you thought as a politician?
Maybe
you were a teacher 10 years ago, like, oh, man, politics, they don't, you know.
Yeah, I would say, you know, I think it's important. It depends on you. I mean, you can be sitting in this executive role or whatever role in leadership and be divisive. You can be. I mean, you can sit here and cause a whole bunch. But for me, it's not beneficial. And I will tell you, Carl has been so monumental in that. Carl's a Republican, but Carl can get along with anybody. And Carl will show you the importance and the value of relationships. And I think that's why he's so good at his job and why the governor really tapped him and said, you're going to be the best person for this. You know, I want that connection with those rural counties, typically Republican counties, but I want that connection. And so he has the ear of the governor. So when there are priorities, it makes me feel like I'm not left behind. You know what I mean? That I am, you know, important and that, you know,
heard.
They're not going to, yeah, that we're heard. So it's important. And so, like I said, Carl is really great at that. And that is one thing that I will say that he has taught me, that you don't have to be divisive all the time and that you're in a situation where it can only benefit you to work together, you know, and that's where we're at. So
I hope you get your Raising Cane's soon.
Oh, yeah, me too. It's supposed to be coming.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
It's supposed to be coming, yes.
I ran into Cornbread.
We're getting a crumble cookie. I found that out.
He won't mind me telling us, I don't think, but I ran into him in Vegas at the Maryland party late at night. I was leaving the hotel to go, and which ran into on the pathway. And, you know, Mayor Scott was getting killed by Fox 45 up in Baltimore for just being there. And, like, you're on a junket. You're at a nice... You know why you're in a nice hotel? Because that's where the business owners go, right? So we're out there in Vegas. He's like, I'm trying to get a Raising Cane's for my community. And I thought, well, that's a humble little thought about a small town on the Eastern Shore, and it's a fast food chicken joint, right? And we got one in Towson, and there was a line around a corner and, like, all that. But I went to Bethlehem, Pennsylvania the other night to see the Black Crows. I'll be down here at the beach in Worcester County seeing them in a couple weeks. But I went up, and I went through Allentown, and I just happened to be going through the middle of Allentown. Probably not a dissimilar town to Salisbury or other towns like that. And it was a Raising Cane's. It was, like, this deluxe Raising Cane's. It was a quarter thing. It was, like, a whole development. It was, like, the center of it. It clearly was a thing. And I'm like, all right, so 2 points for Cornbread and for Salisbury or for anybody that is doing development and bringing in a chain, a business, an ugly pie, an airport, whatever you're doing to make the world better. That's, like, what I'm counting on you to do when I vote for you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, we would
bring some jobs. Bring some prosperity.
Yeah, we've worked hard. I mean, I think, you know, one of the things too that was really lacking also in my county was, you know, they don't really advertise it. We don't have impact fees. We you know, your planning process, St. John's Property is now building. Literally from the time they came down to visit to a shovel in the ground was 1 year. In Prince George's, that would have taken 5. And that's not a knock at Prince George's. It's just we are business friendly. We are moving the ball forward, and we want people here. We want you to come
you
here.
You want to grow.
And we want to grow. Yeah. So we're going to figure out the very, we are going to remove that red tape to get you here. We want the development. We want people here. You know, we want jobs. So, yeah.
A little house on a road in Salisbury. You
yeah.
know? You're not going back to Catonsville, are you?
No. I'm here for life. Yeah,
You're a shore girl now?
Yeah. I'm sorry?
You're a shore girl now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I figure after 25 years, they still say I'm a come here. I'll never be a from here, but, you know.
Now, here's a weird thing, right? Like, so for me, I cross the bridge, and I get excited, you know. I even get excited when I cross the chicken coop in the stadium in your town. And I'm like, I'm getting 20 minutes away. We're getting closer, you know. I'm going east. And you see the road open up a little bit. But I really wonder if I made a life in Salisbury, how often I would literally come down here and pull myself out of the back of the car and hit sand. It was all I could do to walk from one end of the Holiday Inn to the other end and take my shoes off last night just to get in the water. But I wonder, I love the beach, but I wonder if I'd live closer to it.
If you would do it. I think once you're here, you end up, like, we probably visit the beach during the summer, like, 2 or 3 times. But then when, after the tourists leave, after Labor Day, when it's still warm in September, like, that's when you see us. Yeah, we're coming down because, yeah, you know, it's cleared out a little bit, so.
All right.
Keep
Wicomico County strong and make sure I never call Worcester Wicomico.
Yeah.
Except if we're talking about community colleges, yep. Right? Joy Giordano is the county executive for Wicomico County, never to be confused with Worcester County or is that a happy?
That's my purchasing agent.
That's your happy Wicomico County people.
Yeah.
Well, you're close to home down
here.
We're at Mako. We're in Ocean City, Maryland. Lucky Sevens, as well as our Pressure Locks. We have our 27th anniversary featuring Wicomico County's very own Ugly Pie. Maybe I should get them on and get a little recipe for how to make a good crust or whatnot. I will be eating that delicious crust. 27 foods, 27 days, all my favorite things. The hashtag, you'll like this, Tasty Ness, tastiness.
Oh, I like it.
Tastiness. Yeah. Well, you know my mayoral campaign that I never ran was Togetherness.
There it is.
So if your name was Ness, you'd have
a. I'd have a whole slew of things.
What was your campaign?
Active local leadership.
Well, you're active, you're local, and you're leading.
Yeah, there it is.
All right.
So I've lived up to it, yeah.
Togetherness here.
Yeah,
away we
there
fly.
It is. Yep.
All right, we're back for more in Ocean City. We got the mayor of Ocean City coming on. We also have the mayor of Frederick coming on. We have the former mayor of Hagerstown coming on, who's now the opioid czar. Our senator, Chris Van Hollen will be coming by as well. Odette Ramos, a whole bunch of people, city council people, Mayor Scott's coming by tomorrow. All good things from Ocean City. It's time to go drink. I'm at Mako. Back for more in Baltimore Positive. Stay with us.